bunch. He wears suspenders, a belt, and a vest.
From the tip of his toes to his head, he looked like an unmade bed. You've either got or you haven't got style.
If you got it, you stand out a mile.
A flower's not a flower if it's wilted.
A hat's not a hat till it's tilted. You've either got or you haven't got class.
How it draws the applause of the masses
when you wear lapels like the swellest, the swells. You can pass any mirror and smile.
You've either got or you haven't got.
Got or you haven't got.
Got or you haven't got style. You've either got or you haven't got style.
Got or you haven't got style.
If you've got it, it stands out a mile.
Got it, it stands out a mile.
With mother pearl kind of buttons,
you'll look like the Astors and Huttons.
You've either got or you haven't got class.
Not or you haven't got class.
How it draws the applause of the masses
when you wear lapels like the swellest of swells.
You can pass any mirror and smile.
You've either got or you haven't got
child, or you haven't got
charm. Style and charm seem to go arm in arm.
They kinda go on and on.
A flower's not a flower if it's wilted. A hat's not a hat till it's tilted.
You've either got or you haven't got
style.
If you've got it, you stand out a mile.
You stand out a mile.
You stand out a mile.
When you wear those duds, duds with white tie and studs, watch those dolls lining up single file.
Come on, get some clothes on or we'll be late for breakfast.
Las Vegas, Nev. You know why I fly up there so often? I go to look at money. Of course, in Hollywood, they don't use money. You just sign your name, you give the guy a little card, and he puts it in a machine and gives it a whack. And in Hollywood, good friends like Sammy Davis and Dean Martin live just a short helicopter hop from my pad. But if I want to see him, I have to jet me up to Crapsville. And here's living proof. The place, the sands, the time, in the wee small hours of.
Hi, everybody.
He arrived.
How'd everybody get in our room?
Say, I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes.
Why, am I in town?
Now be serious.
I tried being serious, Frank. All I could get was construction work. You know what a thrill it is to get a hernia at $62.50 a week?
Now, Dean.
He was here a minute ago. I'll get him. Hey, baby.
Listen, I want to talk to you about your drinking.
What happened? I miss a round?
No, you didn't miss a round. I want to talk to you about the amount that you drink. Have you heard? Are you cognizant of the fact that they are saying things?
Am I what, isn't?
Do you know what they're saying about you?
And how about you?
Me?
Yeah, you with that elevated suit on. Yeah, you. You shoot a pretty good stick with that bottle yourself.
But I don't inhale.
If you're going to hit me with logic, I don't want to chit-chat. Let's have a drink.
What? You are drinking.
Oh, is that my hand?
All right.
What I'm trying to say to you is that why do you drink so much?
I drink to forget.
To forget what?
I don't know. I forgot that long time ago.
You know, I figured out the only time you don't drink is when you're asleep.
Don't bet on it.
Answer me something.
Question me.
What is this gripping compulsion that you have constantly to drink?
Well, Frank.
Why do you drink so much?
Well, you see, my structure craves and needs alcohol.
Oh.
I'm all right. My body's a drunk. That's all. You think Zach can try to put a little heat in this room? I'm freezing.
Take a hand out of the ice bucket.
Oh.
Tell me something. Do you fall in the street a lot?
It's the only time I get any rest, Frank.
Well, what happens when you fall in the street?
I hurt myself.
That's not the answer.
No, you think these are cufflinks? These are curb feelers. That's how I get around. Sammy Davis Jr.
Thank you. I would like, with your kind permission, not to sing, ladies and gentlemen, because who's going to follow the jolly Neapolitans in that department? They sing awfully good for Goyim, don't they? I think they do.
Goyim, gone.
So I would like, may I please, would you be kind enough to give me that hat? Thank you very kindly. Thank you, Frank. I would like, at this time, what?
Any, Frank? I keep telling you, I can't tell one from another, man. They all look alike to me.
And they ain't got no rhythm.
We like to offer some impersonations of Relay.
Oh, good idea, Sam.
Oh, shut up. You silly goose.
And they're the best friends I have. Mr. Dean Martin.
This better be good, buddy, or six of your friends are going to be carrying you by the handles.
Six of your best friends. And the only two of us that we know.
And I ain't too sure about us, boy.
Baby.
Oh, no.
How can that be me? I'm at the bar, you.
The Biltmore Garage wants a grand, but we ain't got a grand on hand. And they've now got a lock on the door of the gym at Public School 84.
There's a stock room behind McCluskey's bar, but Mrs. McCluskey ain't a good scout. And things being how they are, the back of the police station's out.
So the Biltmore Garage is the spot, but the 1,000 bucks we ain't got.
Why, it's
it's good old reliable Nathan Detroit.
If you're looking for action, he'll furnish the spot.
Even when the heat is on, it's never too hot.
Not for good old reliable Nathan, for it's always just a short walk
to the oldest established permanent floating craft game in New York.
There are well-heeled shooters everywhere.
There are well-heeled shooters everywhere.
And an awful lot of lettuce for the fella who can get us there.
Why, it's good old reliable Nathan Detroit.
If the size of your bundle you want to increase,
he'll arrange that you go broke in quiet and peace.
In a hideout provided by Nathan, where there are no neighbors to squawk. It's the oldest established permanent floating craft game in New York.
Yes, it's the oldest established permanent floating craft game.
It's Francis Albert, along with the guys, Dean and Sammy and Bing, and oldest established from Guys and Dolls. The Summit was a recording that was supposed to be an entire album, but at the time, can you believe, at the time, they thought it was just a bit too risque to put out. And style, of course, comes from Robin and the Seven Hoods. Oldest established, Guys and Dolls. And when you think the fact that we have Sammy and Dean and Bing, and we can get an assist from Tony Bennett and do our own kind of Guys and Dolls and add the doll in the form of Chrissy Hynde, why not? It's duets 1, 2, 3, and 4, all right here, right after this.
For all of you who love to cook Italian, here's a mouthwatering message from Cento.
Big lasagna, clam sauce with linguine, chicken parmigiana, and tuna cappellini, gnocchi alla rosa sauce, pomodoro frittata, pappardelle, percutelli, pasta caponata.
Hi, Sid Mark. When I make my sauce for the family, I always use Cento San Marzano tomatoes. With Cento's 100% certified traceability program, you know that these are the very best San Marzano tomatoes. And they're from Naples, Italy. The greatest chefs use Cento San Marzano tomatoes, and so do I. Next time you're making authentic Italian marinara, make sure you use Cento San Marzano tomatoes. It's a family favorite. Thank you, Cento, for being the longest-running sponsor on The Sounds of Sinatra.
No more outdated old bathroom. Get the bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day with Jacuzzi Bath Remodel. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary with a new shower, new bathtub, and new walls that are so easy to clean. Wake up every day in a spa-like bathroom that you'll love for years to come. Call 800-624-9769 now. Jacuzzi Bath Remodel. Everything you need for optimal bathing comfort. Call 800-624-9769. That's 800-624-9769. Right now, and get free installation with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Jacuzzi Bath Remodel. The brand you can trust. For a free in-home consultation, call 800-624-9769. That's 800-624-9769. Offer valid with purchase and install complete bath or shower system from local dealer. Offers not available everywhere or combinable. Financing through third-party lenders subject to credit approval. Not all buyers will qualify. Call dealer for full details.
Jazzy.
The Sounds of Sinatra.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's the guy that says if the weather's clear,
I'm can do, Valentine, cause can I'm do, morning line.
This guy says the horse can do,
but look at Jeff, he wins it by a half.
this according to this year's telegraph.
For Paul Revere, I'll buy a Harry's foot's all right. Of course, it all depends if it rained last night.
I know it's Martin Times, likes mud.
Big sex means the horse likes mud.
And just a minute, boys, I got the beatbox noises as the great grandfather was equipoise.
I tell you, Paul Revere, now this is no bum steer. It's from the handsome cap, for that's real sincere.
I get the beat as the horse shows down.
This guy says the horse shows down.
So make it up a tough, he wants to buy a half. According to this here in the telegraph.
Appetite, I got the horse right
Start spreading the news. You're leaving today. Tell him, Frank.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Your vagabond shoes, they are longing to stray
and step around the heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in that city that doesn't sleep
and find your king of the hill, top of the heap. Your small town blues, they're melting away.
Gonna make a brand new start of it in old New York.
You always make it there. You make it anywhere.
It's up to you, New York, New York. In that city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the list,
you bet.
A brand new start of it right there in old New York.
You better believe it, folks. You always make it there. You make it anywhere.
Come on, come.
What's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. A picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy.
What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News.
story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News.
What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guys sitting home by a television set who once used to be something of a rover.
That's what's happening all over. Love is a thing that has licked them, and it looks like Nathan's another victim.
When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some dough.
When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane.
When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten the Taj Mahal,
call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some doll.
When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet they'll be minking it for some doll.
When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford, it's a cinch that the bum is under the thumb of some little broad.
When you meet a mug lately out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum falderol,
call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy is only doing it for some doll, some doll, some doll. The guy is only doing it for some doll.
They called you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out.
You're on the stage with me, and the pickings have been lush. And yet before the evening is over, you might give me the brush.
You might forget your manners, you might refuse to stay, and so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, please be a lady tonight.
Luck, let a gentleman see just how nice a dame I can be. I know the way you've treated all those gals before me.
Please be a lady with me.
A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it isn't nice.
A lady doesn't wander all over the room then blow on some other guy's dice.
Why
luck let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. Luck be a lady with me.
A lady never flirts with strangers. She'd have a heart, she'd be nice.
A lady doesn't wander all over the room and then blow on some other guy's dice. So why don't we keep this party polite?
Uh-huh.
Never get out of my sight.
No way.
Stick with me, baby. I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady.
Sinatra along with Chrissy Hynde and Luck Be a Lady, Guys and Dolls, New York, New York along with Tony Bennett, and Fugue for Tin Horns along with Bing and Dean and Sammy and the rest of the crew. We'll pause for a moment and back with easily one of my favorite duets right after this.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you missed the deadline. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or if you need a better plan or a lower price. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-480-4006. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call 800-480-4006. That's 800-480-4006.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-353-7817. That's 1-800-353-7817.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read On Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read On Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over a million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read On Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
You've tried everything. Doctor visits, pain medication, and still, there's no escape from the pain. It's constant, and it's affecting your relationships, your job, your quality of life. Pain doesn't wait, and neither should you. Still Life Acupuncture wants you to know that there's an alternative to addictive medications for pain management. Acupuncture and non-invasive therapies, such as massage and cupping, have been used for pain relief and rebalancing the body for thousands of years, and it can work for you.